Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm having a... Man, I woke up this morning. I don't know if any of you have been dealing with this, but I just don't want to do anything. Nothing that I'm supposed to do, I want to do. Including work, including working out, including reading, including teaching, including, I mean, anything. It's just like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But you have to. That's part of life. So I went into Proverbs this morning, and I was reading it. There ended up becoming kind of a theme. But if you get to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14, it says, a man or a great man, a man of God, shall be satisfied with good by the fruit or the produce of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. It matters what comes out of your mouth. Be prudent with what comes out of your mouth. Care about what comes out of your mouth. Because God says you're going to be satisfied with good based on what comes out. I always love that verse. Second part of it, the recompense of a man's hands, you're going to be rendered the work that you do. You have to work in life. Don't be lazy. Do not be lazy. And there's a lot of that that's in here. If you go over to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. And that's figurative for what's gained by effort. You have to actually put effort into what comes out of your mouth and be prudent by it. Again, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of traitors or transgressors or faithless ones shall eat violence. He that guards or protects or keeps his mouth keeps or guards or protects his life. But he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. I always think this is interesting because I'm a talker. So it's not easy for me to keep my mouth shut, yet God tells you to do so. If you jump down to verse 10, only by pride or by pride only cometh contentions, which are debates or strifes. But with the well-advised is wisdom, with the modest is wisdom. If you see arguments or if you are around a lot of arguments, check your pride. It's by pride that arguments start. And these contentions, those are the strong, are the small arguments, not the big ones. It's not strife, not the angry arguments. It's the little arguments. That all comes by pride. Verse 12, hope deferred or protracted or delayed maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And isn't this true? Waiting on the expectation of something that doesn't come to pass, it makes you ill. But when you receive that thing, it's that which supports life. That's what the tree of life means. I always love that because you are to be patient in life and it's all on God's timing. So just knowing that it's going to come whenever God wants to, God appoints the times and the seasons, it keeps your mind calm during those times, knowing that you're probably getting upset that that hope isn't there yet. If you jump over to verse 20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. It's important who you hang out with. Who do you hang out with? Have you looked at your friends? Do you know your friends? If your friends are maybe liars, probably want to walk away from them, as hard as it is. Be careful with who you put in your inner circle. God talks about this a lot in the Word. If you go to chapter 14, verse 26, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge or protection. God tells you you are protected. God tells you he will protect you. Know that. Know that in life. It's by reverential awe of the Lord. Yesterday, I had a, like, even when I woke up, I had this weird dream last night. And I woke up, immediately started praying. I have all my windows open right now. Heard a lot of bizarro sounds last night. Prayed. You know, got up, looked, but prayed. You got to go to God in every situation, the good and the bad, with thanksgiving. And let him know what's going on. Pray the big prayers, pray the small prayers, lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ, because it won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's biblical. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And with that foghorn. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just for the moments, I ask that you get me through today. Today's a big day. I want to just plow through this. I thank you for my dad and my stepmom getting here and protecting them on the drive. I thank you for just always, dad always coming through in the times when it's needed. I thank you for Dr. Brown and that whole situation with my brother. I just pray that you just continually work with him, that he gets better and he feels better and better and better and better as the days go by, Father. I thank you for the support that you've given me and how much loving disposition you put in my life and for my families. I thank you for each and every person we work with, that you bless them, for all your believers, that you take care of them, and for the upcoming fellowships and everything, that it's a blessing. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.